Good morning. It's 7:50 a.m. on Thursday, May the 19th, 2022. It's a warm 60-something degrees here right at the moment. Official temperature hasn't updated. It still says 50-something, but it was 64 outside my back door when I left. And the forecast is for snow. yeah. Legit. Dave Robinson mentioned it this morning in his podcast. We're in the same time zone for change. He's up in Wyoming visiting his folks, I think. I don't know if he's going to stop by here on the way out or not, but we'll see. It's this bush with all the little pom-pom flowers on it. A lot of them are still very white, but there's a few ones in there that have gone yellow. I suppose that means they're going by. Morning. I forgot my earbuds this morning, so I didn't have any tunes for the first mile. I just sort of sauntered along. In a bit, I have to go visit my new therapist. We'll see how that works out. I met with the radiology people, the radiation therapy people yesterday. I have a basic timeline. In theory, we're going to start sometime in mid-June. There's a lot of front-end work that has to happen in the next 2 weeks. It's going to suck. But I knew that. I just have more specifics on exactly how it's going to suck. But the doctor was quite... quite positive in her outlook. It was like, yeah, it's going to be, you're going to be tired, it's going to be hard, you're not going to want to eat. The treatment itself will last 7 weeks. And the aftermath will probably last an equal number. I'm going to try not to talk about it here because I don't think anybody wants to hear about it. And the goal is to be in the day, in the moment, right now. How are you doing? And right now I am doing fairly well. I started for the door at, looks like 6:50, and then got waylaid by a noisy cat who needed his pets and brushes. So that took some time. So I didn't get out early enough. I've shut off my 8 o'clock alarm, so that's not going to interrupt things. And I've got about an hour and a half before I have to go to my therapist appointment. So should be time enough to get home and get this posted. School bus. Morning's busiest intersection. It's a three-way intersection in the middle of the neighborhood. And it's astonishing to me how often there are two or three or four or five cars stacked up at those stop signs. Their timing was all screwed up this morning, so I just crossed and made them all wait. What's that smell? Some sort of chemical smell. Weird. Anyway, this bush is going to be loaded with flowers and possibly berries. That's interesting. Looking at this, there's a new phone post here. There was one that was broken off like in the winter, and it's been replaced. It's a fiberglass pole with a light on it. And the cap is not lined up correctly. It's not even bolted on. You can see right through the bolt holes. So I expect on the highway that cap is going to have freaking flyer miles. The gardens look nice. The raised beds here on this assisted living facility, look. They're beginning to show. It's raised up. I mean, the beds are raised, but it's also on a bit of a knoll. So it's, they don't get to see into the garden, but they can see things poking up outside the barriers. I like that garden. What are those, 6x6s or something? Big, big logs filled in with soil. Come on up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. I feel like I'm just barely crawling again this morning. It's funny, there are days where I feel like I'm just barely putting one foot in front of the other. And there are days where I just feel like I'm floating. So one of those bushes, its pom-poms are green. Very pale green, but green. I wonder if they start green and turn white. I'll have to keep walking and find out. Guy walking along in front of me. He's got a bag of groceries in one hand. I think he's got a Starbucks in the other. I say old guy, I assume he's got an old, he's an old guy. The hair underneath, sticking out of the back of his cap is white. There's bunnies. Oh god, he's gonna cross the street. Okay, he's out of the way. Oh, onions. They've got onions coming up here in this garden. I don't know if they're new onions or if they're the onions that were left over from last year. So I finished the Tom Larcombe book. There will be more, I'm sure. It's just he has to write it first. I've had a couple of suggestions. I followed up on them. So far, I haven't found any real winners. My email group sent me a bunch of lit RPG suggestions, most of which I actually have read already. I also have to go back into my email and send off a bunch of thank you messages. Trying to stay up with the World of Warships daily missions, anyway. There's a daily trial where you have to finish 6 missions. Each is incrementally harder than the previous one. And you get a bunch of stuff if you get all 6 of them, and then that's cool. But more and more, I'm playing this game, and I'm thinking, why? I'd really rather be playing Ark. I have a problem now because they just gave me 17 more days of premium play, so I sort of feel obligated to use those up. I was getting down. I was down to like 10 or 12 days. But I keep picking up free days. So, okay. Also, trying to play with the Royal Manticore Navy people. The problem is that they want to talk. They want me on voice comms. And I understand why. Because while you're trying to fight, typing a message in between shots is unhandy. But I can't talk. I mean, I can talk, obviously. I have the technology, obviously. But the difficulty comes in I can't talk early in the morning because people are still sleeping. I can't talk during the course of the day when they're awake because it's quite disruptive. So basically, I can't talk. So I can turn on the headphones and they can talk to me. But that's kind of not in keeping with the spirit of coordinating our team by just saying, okay, go left, go right. Watch out for that DD behind the island. I'm going to have to walk around this guy with a big dog. Well, I've got earth-moving equipment and dirt here now. Morning. Mother with a couple of kids eyeing the fence. Yeah, in theory they're putting it back. Patience. Flowering crabs have gone by. I assume that they're putting out little fruits. I can't exactly see them, but I'm pretty sure they're there. It's coming up on cottonwood season. That's never a fun time. In theory, cottonwoods are illegal in the city. They're prohibited plants. There are several prohibited plants. That's just one of them. There are a bunch of noxious plants, but they're not. They're noxious because you can't exactly prohibit them. They grow up with seeds from bird poop, so it's not like you can keep the birds out. Oh well. Oh look, I'm here at the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.